Ryan hopped down the stairs two at a time and headed into the sitting room. Lady Penelope sat on the chairs reading a book. Her two daughters, Mirabella and Delilah, were in chairs opposite her. Delilah worked on needlework, and Mirabella painted watercolours on a canvas.
"It's about time," Lady Penelope scoffed. "I need you to start a fire. It's getting chilly in the room."
His stepmother had dismissed almost all of the servants. Another way to be frugal and spend money on her daughters and herself. They were all selfish. Ryan had practically been his stepmother's slave since his father's death a few years ago. He couldn't wait until he came into his inheritance, small that it was, and made Lady Penelope leave his home. Surely she had relatives she could live with. He'd never disliked anyone as much as he did his stepmother and two stepsisters.
"Right away," Ryan replied.
He set to work, lighting the kindling in the hearth. Soon flames licked the wood and warmth spread outward. Ryan stood and brushed his hand over his pants, leaving a streak of ashes and soot in their wake.
"Go and wash. You look disgraceful."
Ryan clenched his jaw tight and nodded at his stepmother. He didn't trust himself to speak. A loud boom echoed through the hall, followed by a bellow.
"Where is everyone in this blasted house?"
Lady Penelope leaped to her feet to rush out of the room, but she didn't make it two steps before the owner of the bellow entered.
"There you all are."
He looked at Ryan and frowned.
"What do you have all over you?"
It was the Duke of Ashthrone himself. Ryan's grandfather had finally come to check on him. He hadn't been at the house since his father's death.
"Hello, Grandfather," Ryan greeted him. "I was lighting a fire for the ladies."
He didn't say that Lady Penelope had made him do it. That would have earned him several lashings with her favourite whip. His stepmother had an evil side that rivaled any malevolent entity. For the life of him, Ryan didn't understand what his father had ever seen in the woman. Her two daughters were fast becoming miniature versions of her, too.
"I'm not staying long. I've come to fetch the boy."
"Oh?" Lady Penelope said with a tilt of her head. "I thought you'd trusted me to see to his care."
More like she didn't want to lose her servant. The Duke glared at her. That one look seemed to say, "How dare you question my actions?" Ryan wanted to perfect a look like that. It had shut his stepmother's mouth faster than anything he'd ever witnessed.
"My grandson needs to learn his proper place in the world. That will not happen here. It looked as if my other son, the Marquis of Cinderbury, will only have a daughter. His wife is unable to bear any more children, which makes this boy my heir. He'll be a duke some day, and he has to understand that responsibility."
"I see," Lady Penelope said. "Must you rush off today?"
"Yes," the Duke said with finality. He turned to Ryan. "You have 10 minutes to pack."
"I don't need much," he told his grandfather. "I'm ready whenever you are."
He nodded at Ryan, and they headed outside to his carriage. Neither one of them stopped to say goodbye to Lady Penelope or her daughters. Ryan, because he hated them all. And the Duke probably didn't give them any thought. In some ways, he was similar to them. He had expectations and would make sure Ryan met them. But at least his grandfather would prepare him for his future. His stepmother had wanted to use him as a slave. It was a trade-off he'd more than willingly take. Some things were worth taking a chance on. Not that his grandfather gave him much of a choice. He had to go back to his estate and learn everything about being a duke. He hoped he didn't turn into an irritable old man like him. The carriage rattled on the drive. The tiny house that had once meant something to him grew smaller and smaller as the carriage rolled down the road. At one time, he believed that could be a real home to him with a family that loved him. Some things weren't meant to be. At least Penelope would no longer have any control over him. It was his past, and he never wanted to see her or his stepsisters ever again.